You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Carumbas. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Tom Pyle. He's president of the Institute for Energy Research. And today we want to get his thoughts on President Obama announcing what we had expected for a couple of days now, that by the year 2016, the CAFE standards in this country will be raised to 35 miles per gallon on cars and light trucks. And that would mean a 30% reduction in greenhouse emissions from those vehicles. And Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is a big fight that's happened over the years many times. Explain for our listeners why this issue is so important and how it could affect them.
The battle over efficiency standards is not really over. As you guys know, there are several proposals in Congress that are moving to do more of the same. But this particular announcement today, I think the thing that makes it different as opposed to fights in years past is simply the biggest shareholder for these companies is now the government. And when your biggest shareholder has a plan, in addition to the plan, offers you $50 billion to take some of the pain away from the plan, then you can understand why the automobile industry has decided to team up this time.
And so that's why we didn't see any opposition really from Detroit, is because they're dependent upon the government to stay alive.
That is correct. Again, it's a kind of a makes it hard for you to resist when you know, the government is the majority owner in your company. But the real loser in all this is the consumer. The additional cost on new vehicles will price people out of the market, quite frankly. And it's not necessarily the case that you will get your money back if you, so to speak, in fuel efficiency savings and sort of gasoline savings and what have you, because, you know, it'll get that energy will get taxed in other ways, such as the cap-and-trade bill that's moving through Congress right now and a potential increase in the gasoline tax to pay for highway improvements and whatnot.
We're talking with Tom Pyle. He's president of the Institute for Energy Research. And Tom, explain what specifically is in the cap and trade bill. We talked about it a little bit earlier in the program with Congressman Shattuck of Arizona. But in terms of specifically the additional requirements that might impose on automakers for fuel efficiency, what higher numbers could we be looking at here?
At least with this proposal, it's a very specific target. In the cap and trade debate, it's really difficult to say what impacts it will have, because it is still a work in progress, but also it was designed deliberately in some respects to be confusing in that regard. What it will do is increase the price of energy across the board for sources, coal, oil, natural gas, which, you know, oil, of course, is a major component of gasoline. So it'll cost more for you to fill your tank regardless of the any fuel efficiency savings you get from sort of a new mile per gallon standard on automobiles.
How big of a change could we be looking at in fuel prices?
It all depends on the market conditions. As you know, last summer we were looking at $4 a gallon gasoline. This summer we're not going to hit that, probably not come maybe closer to $3. But over the long term, the proposal will ratchet up the cost of these energy sources. And so you're going to every single year in and year out, you're going to see an increase in the price of fuel combined with an increase in the price of automobiles. Again, go back to sort of how the consumer is impacted. These policies will make it more expensive for folks to buy cars and more expensive for folks to drive cars if they can afford to buy them. So it's not a real great day for folks who are already struggling and a pretty bad economy right now.
Tom, in terms of what we're seeing here with the government simply mandating this, it wasn't part of legislation of any kind, although the cap-and-trade legislation could make additional mandates. What should we make of this just from an economic or just perhaps an energy policy standpoint, that the government is not only really dictating to two of the big three now, but also dictating to us basically what kind of vehicle we can drive?
Well, you know, in essence, the government was empowered to do this already, and really, if you sort of take a step back, it's really more of a California bailout, because the state of California actually appealed to the EPA for tougher emission standards to meet the targets that they set for themselves, fully expecting that if the government were to intervene and nationalize the standard, if you will, it would take away that cost competitiveness component to it. So really, you can thank California for this specific provision today that was mandated on automobile manufacturers. But it's going to affect every single American across the nation.
And what is the IER working on right now in terms of this issue and cap and trade, which you've mentioned a few times?
I think the most important thing, and the thing we always try to do, is empower individuals with information. You hear a lot of speeches in Washington about how great and wonderful things are, but you never hear about what it's going to cost, and you never hear about who's going to pay. Well, in this case, in the case of a lot of the energy bills that are flying around in Washington and the provisions that are being promulgated by the Obama administration, you never do hear that side of the story, and our job is to enlighten and empower consumers to tell their government, hey, whoa, let's take a closer look at this. I don't want to be paying more for my fuel and for my automobile.
We asked the congressman this earlier, real quickly, before we let you go. Tom, what's your sense of the likelihood of cap and trade passing here in the next few months?
I think it has a really good chance of passing in the House of Representatives in the next few months, but it'll face a tougher hurdle in the Senate. And a lot of it depends on how long it hangs out there. They're really trying to jam this through before Americans become aware of exactly how it'll impact them, because I think intuitively they think the more people know about this, the less they like it.
And we'll keep tracking it as well. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today, as always.
Thank you.
Tom Pyle is president of the Institute for Energy Research. This is Dateline Washington.